Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Director of the Washington Public Library, Debbie Stanton, speaking about the summer reading programs this year. This is part two of a two-part interview. And what is going to be going on for adults?
Yes, so Amanda Smith from the library and I are kind of working together to plan something big for adults. Still a work in progress, so we are open to any ideas that people have. You know, if you have an idea for a program that fits in with the theme or if you'd be willing to present, we are willing to kind of mark our calendars with that. So a few of the things, the theme for adult summer reading is exercise your mind, read. So we did try to think a lot about, you know, what are the ways that as adults, like, we can do continuing ed, kind of lifelong learning, and keep our minds going. One thing that's kind of a new concept is called Zentangles, and you might have seen them around, but it's kind of this idea of doodling, but with a purpose, and it's really calming and meditative, but then it also kind of gets your brain working and thinking, like, okay, how am I going to pattern this? And so Deb Hansen is going to be teaching that class. We're hoping, we're kind of working with a yoga instructor in town to be able to teach a yoga class at the library. Amanda has a friend who's actually a food scientist, and so she's going to come in and do a program, kind of, again, about healthy eating. I'm very excited to have Ray and Shirley Hendrickson. They have both, so it's a married couple. They are from Columbus Junction area. They've both written books. They attended a workshop on writing your story for seniors, and they were so inspired by it. They both sat down and they worked kind of together but apart. They have very different books, but they published them at the same time. So they're going to come in and do a book reading and a book signing. And I think it just goes to show that, you know, there's always time to be able to write your story and to try something new. Neither of them had written before. So I'm really excited to have them come in, and they're really going to be focusing on kind of inspiring people to write their own stories. They're also going to be coming to the writer's workshop that month and kind of, you know, helping those writers work on some of their works and kind of talking about their process that they took. We'll also have the All Iowa Reads books in June, and that's always a wonderful program. We get two, I think it winds up being like 20 copies of the book. This year the book is called Lila by Marilyn Robinson, and so a nice Iowa author, Iowa City author even, so very, very close to home. And if anyone has ever read her books, you'll know what I'm talking about when, like, her characters just stay with you, I think, the rest of your life. I read Gilead years ago, and, like, her characters still talk to me sometimes. She's just an amazing author and one who has done Iowa so proud at the national and international level. And so this book, Lila, is actually part of a trilogy that started with Gilead. But there's no, I haven't read the book. I like to hold out and read it with everybody else. But I've heard that there's no reason that you can't just read Lila. She kind of reintroduces a lot of characters, and, you know, it gives extra depth if you've read the other ones, but it's not necessary. So we'll have the All Iowa Reads books all during the month of June to check out, and then we'll have a book discussion at the very end of the month, the last Sunday of the month, where everyone will get a chance to talk about it. We're also, Amanda has kind of taken on the idea of doing a bingo card for adults this year, and so we are kind of stowing away prizes. And some of the things you'll find on the bingo card, there'll be stuff about reading, you know, read a nonfiction book, things like that. But then there'll be also, since it is a fitness theme, there'll be things like, you know, walking however many steps, or, you know, trying an exercise class and things like that. So we're trying to incorporate a lot of that. So I'm really excited about how the adult summer reading is turning out, and really how the whole program is turning out. I think everyone's going to find something fun to do in June.
Yes, we've talked about quite a bit. Can you remind us where people can get more information, whether it's a calendar or registering?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a lot of dates thrown out and everything. So if you come in, we'll have tables set up for all the different age groups. And so that's where you'll register, and then you can take a calendar at that time. That's also got instructions on, like, the take-home portion, because we do ask kids to read at home. You know, the whole point is to try to encourage reading as well, and so they keep track of their minutes. Or some of the older kids then keep track of, like, with a champ card or a bingo card kind of thing. So, yeah, when you come in to sign up in the library, that's when you'll take the calendar and everything. But I'll be sure to get the calendar on our Facebook page, on our website as well, so, you know, people can access it from wherever.
And with this theme, before I let you go, with this theme, not only are people using their bodies, but they're using their minds. What do you hope people take away from this, so it's not just the month of June, it's something that kind of they take into their everyday life?
Sure. I really think that concept of lifelong learning, you know, just because you're out of school, or maybe you're not even in school yet, doesn't mean you can't learn something. And also the idea that, you know, I mean, we're all about reading, but there's so much more to how we can expand our minds than just reading. You know, learning a new skill, learning a new hobby, just trying something new sometimes is enough to really get our imagination sparked. And then, of course, it winds up inspiring people enough that a lot of times then they'll be reading every book that they can find on a subject. So I just want to, I guess, inspire people to try new things, maybe take some risks or take some classes that they've never thought of doing before, like the yoga class or the Zen Tingles class, and just, you know, hopefully they'll have fun, but they'll learn something new, and just maybe it'll be something that they'll want to keep doing in the future.
That's been today's Washington Page with Debbie Stanton, director of the Washington Public Library, speaking about summer reading programs. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.